A world war and a president's decree began a quest in which women were key. Heroines emerged that no one expected, young women building the unprecedented. Across America, women showed their might. Rosie the Riveter was born in this fight. And in Detroit, where battles never waged, they helped win a war and saw a nation changed.
Those are the opening lines of a new children's book called Rosie, a Detroit Her Story. It shows young readers the important roles played by women and by Detroit in winning World War II. The book is written and illustrated by two women from Metro Detroit. Author Bailey Sisoy Isgro is with us. Bailey, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And a pleasure to welcome illustrator Nicole Lapointe. Good to have you here, Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Bailey, I know you're the owner of Detroit History Tours. You're the proprietress of the Detroit History Club. So it is extremely clear that history is very, very important to you. What is that story that you want to tell in Rosie, a Detroit Her Story?
That real-life superheroes exist, and sometimes they come from people we don't think look like superheroes. Women of all different ages and sizes and ethnicities who came together at a crucial moment in world history, who really set the tone for how America would handle the war on the home front, and who became known as Rosie the Riveter.
And why did you choose to write for young readers? I'm guessing something in the 8 to 12-year-old range?
Accessibility. You know, I think as an adult, it's really hard to pick up a 600-page manuscript and say, I'm going to learn something. You know, that's a daunting thing. And as a lot of adults, we're all busy. We look at that and go, no thanks. So the idea of writing a really great children's book that would be as fun for adults to read to children as for children to enjoy listening to or reading themselves was an exciting way to get people who might not pick up a history book to pick up a history book. And Nicole and I kind of joke, we write to our level. It's fun to talk to kids about true stories, to give them kind of real heroes.
And you wrote the story in rhyme. Is that just something you love doing?
My favorite kids' books were in rhyme. And, you know, I think there's some rhymes in American history. We all know Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her parents 40 axe. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. It's a way to memorize things. And in doing the book, it sort of appealed to me that I could write in a style I loved reading as a kid, but that maybe by writing in rhyme and making it more lyrical, adults and older kids who would be studying this in school might be able to memorize some things more simply.
Nicole, am I right that the two of you met and started bonding during a Detroit history tour?
Yeah, I was actually, my husband and I won a history tour with Bailey. I think the question on Facebook was Bailey was asking what were the two factories that Rosie's worked at. Another gentleman got one of them right, and I'm like, okay, I got to figure out the second one. I did. I got it right. We got on a tour. It was great. Bailey's hilarious.
So you guys hit it off. I mean, to the point where, am I right also that you are now doing tours for Detroit History Tours? You're a guide.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So how and when did the two of you hatch this idea to write about Rosie the Riveter? What was the spark?
Honestly, I had the idea of what if we did a coloring book? And she's like, that's a great idea. And she sends me like this 5-page manuscript. And I'm like, this isn't a coloring book. This is a children's book.
Okay. So take it from there, Bailey. How did this kind of really morph and when? I understand the Women's March in January 2017 had something to do with incubating this idea.
Like everyone, we had that little bit of a panic attack of who's ever going to read this? What are we doing? We're both so busy. Why are we spending time on this? And then we started reading research studies, and we came across one about the fact that there are so few children's books with women as a main character. And that was rolling around in my head when I got in the back of my friend's car and was driving out to Washington, D.C. for the Women's March. And I remember texting Nicole, I'm going to just keep writing. I promise I'll keep writing. And on the way out to the Women's March, I wrote, and then at the Women's March, just understanding that there's this new generation of women who are rising up at an occasion and a time in our world history where it's important that they have voices and it's important that they change the way we're used to doing things. I thought, God, wouldn't it be great if they had an inspiration, a real life hero to sort of look upon and gain strength from? And so I started writing more and texting it to Nicole, and Nicole was texting back. And by the time we got back from the Women's March in mid-January, we knew we were going somewhere with this. And started having meetings, drawing all through the spring. By the end of summer, we were sure we were onto something and we were going to make it work, kind of hell or high water.
All right, let's listen to another passage where the women realized that they had to step up as the men went into the service.
Off to the war, the men of Detroit soon marched. At home, blue coveralls were ironed and starched. Bandanas were tied around victory curls by new factory workers, women and girls. From family bars to the mom-and-pop shops, women took over the jobs, managed the crops. Ladies kept the lights on and the open signs hung, running businesses while the men were far-flung. Bright-eyed women were plucked from local high schools and automotive secretarial pools. They were tested for aptitude, measured and weighed, sent off to training class without being delayed. Now that the fires of war and industry were lit, the women of Detroit declared, "We can do it."
Nicole, what was the feel you wanted to go for in these illustrations?
It took me a while to come up with the feel, but really when I thought about it, I wanted it to be more along the same lines as the little golden books. They didn't have like hard, sharp, cartoony looks or anything to it. So I wanted to step back from my usual style and try to have a more vintage feel to it to fit the time and the era.
And then Wayne State University Press reached out to you about getting the book out there, so then you knew this was a go.
Yeah. We'd actually gone through our Kickstarter, gone through all our books that we had ordered ourselves, and they contacted us and basically were like, "We want to publish your book." And Bailey and I were just like, "Wait, what, really?"
It was really pretty great working with Wayne State because when we self-published, there are all these limitations on self-publishing. The book is 40 pages, period. There's no option to be longer. The only option to be shorter is to leave blank pages at the back. When we got to working with Wayne State, it was like the Wayne State team opened up this treasure trove for us. They said, "Book can be as long as you want it to be. You wanted to add a drawing? Add it." And one of my dreams for the book was to have photos in the back, to get the rights to photos of some of the original Rosies, and to include those photos in the back so that the kids could see we weren't kidding around. There were white Rosies and black Rosies and Hispanic Rosies and Asian Rosies, and to show that. And Wayne State really was amazing in getting the permissions for those photos. Nicole illustrated beautiful frames to put around the images. I was able to expand the timeline without the page limitation. Nicole got to add a whole new illustration beginning page. So it was pretty cool seeing it go from what had been a project for Nicole and I to a really polished and professional book through Wayne State Press.
I'm wondering, have you heard from any of the few original Rosie the Riveters who are left?
We have. One of them hugged us. The Detroit History Tours was a part of the world record attempt for most tribute Rosie the Riveters out in conjunction with the Yankee Air Museum earlier in the year. I'm a tribute Rosie, and it's something we're very proud to help with. So we took our, you know, bus of 200 ladies out there, and 3,775 women were out there dressed as Rosie the Riveter. And Nicole and I are standing there, and we've got our books. And this woman taps us on the shoulder, and I turned around, and she said, "My mother would like to meet you." And I looked over, and there's this stunningly just regal woman sitting in her wheelchair. And she called Nicole and I over, and she said, "I'm one of these women, and thank you for writing a book I can give to my grandkids." And at that point, I was crying. I don't know. I think Nicole was probably tearing
well,
up.
I'm going to share a little secret here. Nicole's crying right here in the studio across from me as you
We're
talk
all
about
fine
it.
Here.
What a wonderful moment for you.
It was just the greatest. And thank goodness someone snapped a photo. And it was just a lot of validation because, like you said earlier, you know, we covered Lindley's and we covered the fact that it wasn't all sunshine. When the men came back, 80% of women said they wanted to continue working. Less than 15% were allowed to keep their jobs. So we cover that. We talk about the fact that there were good and bad, that the women had harsher treatment in a lot of the factories, that they were often paid less in a lot of the factories. And we weren't willing to gloss that over, and we didn't feel kids needed that glossed over. What's been amazing about that is the respect it's brought from the women who worked those jobs coming to us and saying, "Hey, thank you. Thank you for telling it truthfully."
So I got to figure when I see the term Detroit, her stories, there are more stories to be told. Do you plan to do more?
We are. Do you know what anniversary comes up next year? It's the 100th anniversary of Michigan adopting the 19th Amendment, women's right to vote. So I think we're thinking suffragettes of Detroit next.
Well, that will be fantastic. The book is Rosie, a Detroit Her Story. Author Bailey Sisoy Isgro and illustrator Nicole Lapointe, thank you so much.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.